Are you dead or alive? Well, if you're watching this, that's a good clue you're alive. From a scientific perspective, in order for something to be classified as living, it must grow and develop, use energy, reproduce, be made of cells, respond to its environment, and adapt. While many things meet one or more of these criteria, a living thing must meet all of the criteria. My daughter brought home an assignment on this not long ago. What objects in a forest are living? Plants, trees, moss, animals, insects, birds, and reptiles are all living things you may find in a forest. Non-living things in a forest would be rocks, water or rain, sunlight, and air. We were asking ourselves about each thing. Is this living or non-living? Water doesn't grow or reproduce. Rocks just sit there. I mean, back in the day, people had pet rocks, but I can guarantee you they didn't grow, eat anything, or need to go outside. Which sounds like a great pet, but rocks are not living things. While you may be physically alive, did you know you could be spiritually dead? It's true. Our flesh is evident, but we may not be as aware of the condition of our soul or spirit. The Bible gives us so much wisdom and truth, understanding the war between our flesh and spirit. The Apostle Paul lays it out pretty clearly in Galatians 5:19. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Keeping in step with the Spirit means walking in the Spirit and growing in the Spirit, which will produce fruit of the Spirit, as Paul explained. You can always tell what the tree is by its fruit. What fruit are you producing more of? Fruit of the flesh or fruit of the Spirit? Take a fruit inventory of your life. That's a great place to start. Are you dead or alive? Jesus had a great conversation with a man named Nicodemus in John chapter 3 about being made spiritually alive. He explained, unless one is born again, born of spirit or made alive in spirit, he will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Our spirit comes to life only through Jesus by faith in him. It's because of his great love for us and mercy that God even offers this beautiful gift. He knows our flesh is dying, and because of the curse of sin, apart from Jesus, we are dead. But the good news is that the Spirit of God is alive in us. We no longer live, but Christ lives in us and redeems us and makes us spiritually alive. That's the truth. Dead things don't grow, but living things do. Today is the day of salvation. Don't be a dead man walking. Come alive in Christ and watch the growth that will happen in your life. The fruit is so sweet. I'm Lori Klein.